Good morning. Here's a really lengthy title. This is the only thing I'll probably will read off my slide. Improving access to fresh produce in communities impacted government assistant payment options at outside business markets. Unlike my other two colleagues who've done really great research, mine isn't so much research-based. Mine is more like a step-by-step process of how I started a farmer's market, but why we did it and what was the need for it. So for this presentation, I have no relationships to disclose. These pictures that you see here are really common for us in the Central Valley. High areas of poverty, inadequate distribution of resources, lack of resources, municipal governments and unincorporated areas, not really addressing the needs of the community. So we have widespread social injustice. Many of our residents who live in the rural areas of the Central Valley drive as far as 30 miles for a supermarket trip. That's a lot to do on a weekly basis. So this is a real common thing. So for me to tell, as a dietitian, my clients, I need you to eat 5 to 9 servings of fruits and vegetables daily, really isn't practical when this is really their environment. High access to convenience stores and high access to fast food restaurants. A little bit about us. Sarah did a great job. Out in California, the Central Valley, which is known as the Agricultural Valley out in California, we have great produce that we are growing, but again, the issue is how do we keep it there at home base before it gets shipped out and brought back in. So a little bit about us, the Central California Regional Obesity Prevention Program, an initiative funded by the California Endowment, is an eight-county initiative working at accessing healthy foods, affordable foods, increasing physical activity, but really more than just implementing programs. It's about making environmental and policy changes. I work at the Kern County Public Health Department, and through the Public Health Department, I have been asked to look at how do we change this culture of ours through environmental policy changes. Now, the Public Health Department, let me just back up a little bit. So a little bit about Kern County. We rank the lowest of lowest in California for chronic diseases. We're 58 out of 58 for all chronic diseases. In addition, in Kern County, we as the Public Health Department are tasked to prevent and promote the community's health, but we ourselves, the staff of the Public Health Department, we're doing it for ourselves. We're facing a lot of barriers. So our Public Health Department's located in a very low-income area. Again, high access to fast food restaurants, convenience stores, not really good access to the supermarkets or the fresh quality of produce you would see in California. There's a lot of barriers facing us, and yet we're asked to promote the public's health. So what we decided to do was we thought, why don't we institute an on-site farmer's market? And people thought, what? Public health departments don't do that. Took a lot of buy-in, but I spoke to my director, who liked the idea. So it became this idea of, we as the public health cannot tell our residents you need to eat more fruits and vegetables unless we do it ourselves and make the change for them. So what we decided to do was this. Okay, let's start a public health department. So we're ranking 58 out of 58 for chronic disease, and now we're ranking first, the first public health department in the state of California to operate an on-site farmers market. Why do it? Just like I said, we needed to take the lead. We're ranking very low for chronic disease, but we also wanted to be an agency who promoted the health of their own staff, the same staff who was out there in the community helping those of our residents. The farmer's market at the public health department is like a home base advantage. You know, you have it right there at your home site. You can control a lot of the factors, which I'm going to get into. But there's this energy, there's this excitement when you see farmers out there, community residents coming. So we did it just for our staff, but it turned out to be such a great community event. Our partners, the usual suspects, as I like to call them, Kern County Public Health Department Services, the agency who I'm housed, the initiative who I'm funded by, CROP, a farmer's market manager, and local vendors. In addition, the couple other players behind the scenes are the Ag Commissioner's Office, who helps certify that the vendors can sell their produce. We have the Environmental Health Agency, who certifies all farmers markets to make sure that they're up to the standards and codes by California, and County Council, who reviews all liability risk insurance forms. So we started our farmers market. I did my very first one in 2007 for as little as about $1,000. And part of the reason I was able to do it so cheaply is because I had the home base advantage. We did it at our own grounds. Now, in starting the public health farmers market, again, talking to the director and upper management, this was the right thing to do. It took a lot of persuasion. And there was really concern about risk and liability and taking time away. But I have a really very supportive public health director who thinks outside the box, said, yeah, we need to be doing this. Step two, we found a really good market manager who said, okay, I'm willing to take a chance in a new market in a very low-income area. That is a struggle. First of all, most of our farmers markets in California are established in affluent areas. And then to say, you gotta come to this low-income area, people need you here, you gotta bring vendors, how much sales can I make, it's a new market. It's tough, it was a tough sell, but we did it. And we did it because we told them we had 2,000 county employees in this facility, so public health with the county hospital, all the facility. We would provide free space, so no charge on the county property. We then would do all the promotion in the media. And what we would also do is help them access a community that's just like cash, WIC. So WIC, Women, Infants, and Children, who receive supplemental vouchers during the summertime to access in the for farmers market vouchers. We told them that we had a high income or a high population base who really could be utilized at their farmers market, and it's just like cash. And the other thing that we wanted to do was to save our farmers a trip of having to go to LA or Santa Monica. So I'm in Kern County, Bakersfield, 200 miles from LA. So most of my farmers get up early in the morning, pack, load, drive 4 hours, unload, pack, sell for 3 hours, come back and do that again. They lose a whole day. What we decided to do was if we could piggyback markets where they go to two or three markets in a day, so that way they're having less distance, less labor loss, but they would make up their money as they would at just one market. We helped them obtain all the necessary paperwork from the usual suspects that I mentioned, and we would help coordinate market managers with other WIC markets, such as WIC markets and the schedules. We'd work with that. This was my shining moment. I knew I had arrived in the world of farmers market when my market, or our market, got published on the front page of the newspaper. So in the world of real estate, location, 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 in my world of farmers markets, promotion, promotion, promotion. My very first farmers market in 2007, I would go back to my cubicle after every Tuesday and cry because nobody was coming. I know it sounds sad, but I was like, how come you're not coming to my farmer's market? It's great, we got produce. But I came to realize nobody knew about it. I just didn't have a good promotion plan in place until 2008 when I started working with the in-house promotion marketers. We did all of our English, all of our flyers in English and Spanish. We would do 7,000, well, we have about 8,000 county employees, so all 8,000 employees would get weekly emails. We have our own public health show. The public health department has its own show called To Your Health. We've advertised the farmers market there. We use radio outlets, English and Spanish, our Promotora network, word of mouth, of free community websites, calendar events, Facebook, Twitter, just about anything viable, free that we could use, we did it. And that's how we slowly started getting our word around. Our WIC partners, our WIC agencies were really great in helping us spread the word. So once we're starting to build momentum, the director told me, remember, your first time you do the market will not be the way you vision it for your final market. And I didn't believe him when he said it will grow. Trust me, it's going to grow because I was too busy crying, thinking, how am I going to get people there? I can't even see growth. But yes, it did grow. So he told me, next time, I want you to have a plan in place for logistics. And we did. Security, traffic, parking, making sure kids were in the safe place of where they could walk. So these were things I'd never thought about. But have a place and plan for growth. It will happen. And remember that to greet customers, to have fun, it's all about having fun. The nice thing about our farmers market is that we helped increase redemption rate by 30%. That's great because then the following year, the WIC agencies can receive more booklets that they can use at their farmers market. And something I never thought I would be doing is providing technical support. I am now in a position where people come to us and say, hey, you're the agency that starts farmers markets, right? Yeah. So here we have changed the face of public health. Public health is traditionally known for immunizations, tobacco programs, child safety, all the other programs that are wonderful programs that public health is known for, but we are not known for instituting on-site farmers markets. Well, in Kern County, we've changed that. People come to us and say, how can you help us start a farmer's market? Because there's a credibility associated when farmer's market is associated with the public health department. Through our farmer's markets, we have branded our logo. This is the logo you'll see everywhere. Flyers, banners, tote bags, anything related to our farmer's market, our show on the radio. And we've got this branding. It's a key thing. You promote, you brand. You see the Nike swoosh? Okay, we're not quite Nike, but you see what Nike swoosh does, branding, right? They see this logo, they see branding. We got so good at farmer's market that we have now four of them through the public health department, cities, boards of supervisors who say come and support. And our mission is we only start farmer's markets in areas of need. If you're an affluent area, you probably don't need us, but if you're an area of need, a food desert, high areas of fast food restaurants. Oh my goodness, Sarah.
You have 1 minute.
Okay, I'm getting there. Let me just fast forward. You need us. So we got about $80,000 of grant money to start now EBT, the electronic version of food stamps, okay? So EBT redemptions, where are we now? I did such a great job in farmer's market. They promoted me out of my cubicle. I'm on the third floor, office view. And what do? I'd come back and cry again. Oh my goodness, no one's accepting our EBT. It was just like 2007 again. We got all these farmer's markets. I thought people knew us, we're branded really well. Why wouldn't they want to also use their EBT? Because we didn't do a good enough job of educating how people could use their EBT, not affecting their debit for ATM. And we also got our EBT POS machines started so late that the market had ended. We start our markets in May, and by the time August, the markets were ending. Well, lessons learned. We'll go back and educate and work with everybody. But the good thing is we also have a market manager who is now accepting debit cards. So plastic is really going to be the new green at farmers markets, EBT and debit cards. So that's where we are now. Keeping going with our farmers markets, we are in areas of needs, and we'll continue to work at accepting EBT. So if you have any questions, the success story that you saw, it should be on the back table, or it's on the website at this CROP website. Thank you.
I think we can take a few questions.
Sure. Yes. Local growers, our small farmers have 100, 200 acres. That's really small in terms of capital. But when we started this, it was just the farmers who I can get who wanted to be it. Now the tide is changing 4 years later. We're seeing a lot more community gardens come up and local residents who want to be part of the farmers market. So I guess I should say that when I started this work 4 years ago, it was just the farmers who were part of the markets. But now, as we're growing, we're seeing more and more local residents who want to be running their own on-site community farmers markets. Yeah?
One last question. Another thing that we did, and I'm wondering if you did this when you started up your farmers market, mm-hmm. we did a food assessment in the community to ensure that the market was indeed selling the food that people were eating mm-hmm. at their table. Did you do anything along that line?
I don't know if we did a food assessment to reflect what the people were eating, some of those. But what we did bring is a diversity of vendors. Those who show, we have high Asian population, so we brought in Asian-specific farmers, and we also have a high Hispanic community. So we brought in farmers who also sold Hispanic-related vegetables. So we made sure we just had, in California, you've got a huge diversity of produce. You can grow from bok choy to eggplant to plums to nectarines. So we're hitting the gamut, I think.
We actually have done the assessment of all the farmers markets that have been created across the Central Valley, and looking at the variety and types and quantities of fruits and vegetables and healthy foods that are available there. So we have a policy brief, actually, that's on our website, samuelsandassociates.com, that sort of addresses some of those questions about what's available in the farmers market and how it's kind of changed the environment across the Central Valley.
But I think you make a good point. The diversity of your produce just brings in more clients. Yeah. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.